For most people, taking care of the front yard means cutting the grass every few weeks. But for Bill Massengale, lawn care involves looking after the lofty California coastal redwood growing in the front yard of his law office on Columbia Street.
When we bought the place, we were told the only thing that we had to do is to make sure nothing happened to the redwood. So that's one of my chief duties in life.
Standing over 120 feet tall, the redwood's maroon bark is seen towering over neighboring trees, distinctly marking Massengale's office from the other buildings that line this busy street. But how did this tree, native to the West Coast, end up here? Botanist and Chapel Hill old-timer Ken Moore says the redwood first caught his curiosity back in the 60s when he arrived in town as a graduate student.
But nobody seemed to know, well, how did that tree get planted? So started talking to some of the old professors. Well, we didn't know. Everybody just sort of took it for granted.
That's when Moore started tracing the tree's history. He says the story begins when W.C. Coker, UNC's first botanist, visited the redwoods in California in 1909 with then-university president Francis Venable.
Somehow, either Coker brought back seeds or Venable brought back seeds, and somewhere is the notion that there were 100 that were planted around in town and up and down the East Coast.
The redwood is located in one of the most traveled routes into and out of downtown Chapel Hill, just north of Franklin Street, where North Columbia splits into Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Even with its prominent location, many people don't see the redwood because it's hidden away by the curve of the road. But Moore says the tree would have been on prime real estate in the 1910s.
Just looking at where that tree is, that was a major entrance to Chapel Hill and the university.
Moore has a theory about why the tree was planted. Across from the redwood on the other side of the street, there's a longleaf pine, a species of tree that once dominated the southeastern United States before they were clear-cut for lumber. Like the redwood, the longleaf pine is an evergreen.
Well, maybe W.C. Coker and Francis Venable got it together and said, well, wouldn't this be an interesting entrance to the town of Chapel Hill if we had an iconic evergreen tree from the West Coast and an iconic evergreen tree from the East Coast?
So you can see how they cut it back.
If you look up at the redwood now, you'll see that many of its upper branches have been cut off, and its lower branches are starting to dance with the power lines that run right next to the tree. Though utility companies have pruned the redwood for many years, Chapel Hill town forester Curtis Brooks says the tree has proven its resiliency.
Oh, I don't think that has necessarily affected its long-term health. Certainly has affected what it looks like.
As the town inevitably continues to develop, Massengale hopes more people get to see the redwood.
I would like everyone just to see it, as big as it is. It's really quite invisible.
For North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm Parth Shah.